You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now to check in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. 7:30 Saturday night at the Big House. A lot of folks in this state will be fixed on the annual clash between Michigan and Michigan State. First off, a night game, first ever.
First ever, and they've been playing since 1898.
How'd this come about?
TV money. It's a very simple answer. And people, of course, want to get mad at TV for pushing the kickoff. They're dying for a night game. They love night games, of course. You get better ratings. You spread the schedule out. You got a 12 o'clock game, a 3:30 game, a 7:30 game. They rack it up all day long. Don't get mad at them. All they can do is offer the money. Yeah. The universities take it. And once you take it on a condition. And this is the condition. They decide your kickoff times. This is a noted contrast to the past. Don Canham, the old AD at Michigan, they were dying for night games back then, too. ABC was, and they're pushing Canham. And as he said, they wanted one. I didn't want one. So we compromised and didn't have one.
And Bo had a famous comment. Go ahead.
Toe meets leather at 105. You want to tape it? That's great. If you don't, that's fine, too. And their philosophy was correct, in my opinion. If 100,000 people are watching anything live, TV will show up. Mm. Organically, magically. TV cannot let a thing like that go untelevised.
How's the reaction been among fans?
Mixed. And it's about a 25-year gap. Below 25, you love it. And above 25, you got to drive home to Grand Rapids, man.
Yeah. Now, I'm thinking of officials in Ann Arbor and East Lansing because, boy, a 7:30 p.m. start means a lot of pre-gaming.
That's a whole day of pre-gaming, and they don't like it. Mm. They also don't like to drive home, of course, and you don't have too many roads leaving Ann Arbor to get that many people out. In addition to the 100,000 people who show up for this game, 100,000 more come to town to party.
Oh, boy.
So your population basically triples in one day. That's not healthy.
Where do you put Michigan-Michigan State in the pantheon of great sports rivalries?
It's underrated. It does not get the attention that it deserves nationally. Obviously, Michigan sees Ohio State as the main rival, and that has been true forever. But this thing is a very serious rivalry. It's gotten much better in the last decade, thanks to Mark D'Antonio at Michigan State. Now Michigan's upholding its end of the deal. It often has a big impact on the Big Ten race. And right now, man, Michigan State's 3-1. So last year, they were 3-9.
Yes, this is a different team than that sad sack team of last season.
This is going back to what D'Antonio does, blocking and tackling. Fundamentals, not flashy. They're not a great team, but they're good enough to give Michigan a very real scare, and they could pull it off.
What do you feel when you take a look at, if, for example, the quarterbacks as they're facing? What do you think? What do you see in both?
Michigan State's quarterback has got good experience, but he's not a great quarterback, but he's been there. Michigan's quarterback has got no experience almost.
In this game, yeah.
John O'Korn, he started a year ago against Indiana, not so good in that game. He filled in 2 weeks ago when Wilton Spate got injured at Michigan, and now he's your substitute quarterback, basically. So he's going to see a lot of blitzes from Michigan State. Anything they can do to rattle the new guy's cage, they're going to do it.
How about between Harbaugh and D'Antonio? Is there different approaches?
Different approaches, but they are both, in my opinion, top 10 coaches. I'm not kidding. These guys, the state has never been better served by its coaches than it is right now, frankly. So D'Antonio is meat and potatoes, you know, blocking and tackling. Harbaugh's got that on the defensive side. Michigan's defense might be the best defense in the country right now. It is that good. Offense has been struggling to find its rhythm. But Jim will throw more looks at you than D'Antonio will.
Yeah, well, indeed. So it sounds like you're expecting a really, really hard-fought good game.
It'll be a hard-fought game. When I talk to the Michigan players from the 70s, 80s, 90s, when Michigan was dominant during that time, they all tell me they felt worse on Sunday after a game against Michigan State than they did against Ohio State, which to me speaks volumes. This is not a friendly rivalry.
Want to make your prediction?
I bet the first half is going to be nip and tuck and back and forth. I think third and fourth quarter, I think Michigan takes over.
Well, we will wait and see. Want to give us any...
28-14.
All right, we shall see. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you.